Welcome to Digital CEO. I'm your host, Beck Sadik. I'm a network marketing top earner and total digital marketing nerd. I built my network marketing business to the top using proven social media strategies, and it is my passion to share these strategies with you, today's digital CEO. Tune in each week for social media tips, strategies, and interviews with top leaders. Together, let's uplevel the way network marketers do business online.
What's up? What's up, my friends? Beck Sadik here, dropping in for a new episode all about stopping the freaking hype that has taken over the network marketing industry over the past couple of years, okay? So I feel like today's episode is going to be really, really helpful for many of you. And I also think for some of you, it might be a little bit triggering. So I'm excited to dive into this with all of you guys today and really talk about a topic that is very important to me right now because it has come up in so many conversations over the past couple of years. And my podcast, anything I put out there, you guys, is always about truth and transparency. So we might not always agree on everything. I do have some opinions for those of you guys who know me, right? But my commitment to you as a listener is that I'm always going to give it to you straight. Okay. So here is my straight up opinion. My straight up opinion is that hype is destroying the network marketing industry right now. And I want to share a little bit more about what I mean by this and how we can all do a better job of not falling for the hype, not promoting the hype, but most importantly, how this is going to elevate the entire network marketing industry. And it's also going to elevate people's paychecks, which at the end of the day is really what matters to me the most, right? Like, that is one of the things I am most passionate about, is getting the average person paid in this industry. Because the truth is that we all started somewhere, right? Like, I've been in the industry now for 12 years, and I have a massively large team, and my income will be probably very close to seven figures this year. But I did not start this way, right? Like, I started as somebody who didn't know the industry at all, didn't know what I was doing, didn't have a ton of influence. And I'm so grateful that I got started in a place that had a solid foundation where I could really learn. Okay. So we are in a phase in network marketing right now where the legitimacy of the industry is really starting to grow. With the rise of influencer and affiliate marketing, network marketing has almost become mainstream. Right? So with the exception of the lifelong MLM haters, I mean, come on, you guys. How many of you guys have ever come across a lifetime MLM hater? No matter what you say or do, like, MLMs are the devil, right? Somebody actually just sent me a video last week of one of those anti-MLM YouTube channels. And apparently I made it on there. So I guess that means that I've made it, right? So with the exception of those lifer MLM haters who are always going to be out there and they're always going to spew dumb shit over and over again that doesn't even make sense anymore, right? So like, one of the things they love to say is it's a pyramid scheme because you can't make money without building a team. And almost every network marketing company now has an affiliate program. And if they don't, they should, because this is the way the industry is going, right? They have an affiliate program where you get paid really good money without building a team. Okay. So there's still information like misinformation like that, that goes around. And I think that there's not much we can do about that, right? Like, those people are not convincible. They're definitely a little bit psychotic, and it is what it is. But for the most part, people are more open than ever to online sales opportunities, and network marketing, without a doubt, is one of the best options that exists when it comes to making money online right now. And there's a bunch of reason for this, but my favorite thing to really point out is that straight up affiliate marketing, so not with a network marketing company, but like, let's say you're an affiliate for Amazon, you usually don't get paid any residuals. So you sell something and you get paid once and that's it, right? So network marketing, you get paid over and over and over again when you acquire a customer or a partner. So you're building that residual long-term income. It's one of the things that really attracted me to this industry, is that long-term residual income, right? Like, I've always imagined building something and having it be there as something that's going to pay me as I get older and older and older. And that's what it's been for me over the past 12 years. And it, to me, that's what the industry is about. Okay. But as close as we're getting to becoming mainstream, there's something that I believe is working against us. And it's the opposite of what I just said, right? It's the opposite of long-term residual income. And it's hype. Okay. So what do I mean by hype? So hype is the illusion that there's one perfect company, one perfect compensation plan, one unicorn product, and the perfect time to join. And once you find that company, you might shoot to the top in 15 days, right? That's like almost the dream that's being sold today, which is so problematic for so many reasons. And I'm going to get into some of those reasons in a second. And by the way, if that dream is being sold to you right now, I'm so glad you're listening to this, because that is not what this industry is about. In fact, what that's doing is it's setting you up for false expectations. Okay, so what I see happening out there in the world is that the same group of people is jumping from one brand new hypey company to the next, hoping that they finally found that perfection, right? That magic bullet that's going to make them multiple six figures overnight, and they're just going to, you know, be set. And then what happens is when it isn't perfect, or when that next shiny object company comes on the scene, guess what happens? They all have FOMO, thinking they will miss that one opportunity because the last one they picked wasn't it. So they jump again. And it almost becomes this race where the same group of people is all hoping that they're going to be the first to jump, right? So everyone falls under them. So who gets hurt here? Well, a lot of people get hurt. So let's start with leaders. Leaders who get pulled into this oftentimes are walking away from a stable income that they've built over years and years, and they never, ever rebuild it because they're choosing these shiny object, hypey companies that don't have a lot of substance to them. I have conversations with leaders weekly right now who are looking for a stable home, who made rash and quick decisions and ended up losing everything for hype. Okay, that's definitely not a position that I want anyone to be in. So the person who I think actually truly loses in this situation, yes, the leaders lose, right? But it's really the followers, the people that blindly follow over and over and over again and never really make any real money. Because it takes a while for the average person to really make real money in this industry. So if they're always jumping, they're not being given the opportunity to do that. And we are doing a massive disservice to this person. Because let's get back to basics here, okay? The industry, the network marketing industry, is about this person, right? It's about the average person doing extraordinary things. It's what I've always loved about this industry, is that you can literally be broke with no college education and absolutely crush it, or you can be a doctor and absolutely crush it, right? We are all the person who joined network marketing at one point and had no clue what we were doing. We made no money. We learned, we listened to all the trainings, we tried, we failed, and eventually we built an income. That was me, you guys. Okay. My first couple years in this industry, I had some wins, I made some money, but I had a learning curve to get to the level of leadership that I am at right now. And every single person does. That person doesn't even have a shot of ever making it in this industry if they're jumping from company to company every 90 days for the next shiny object that doesn't have any substance to it. So we're hurting that person more than anyone. And I truly believe that it has to stop. Okay. So the next reason I think this is problematic is product. So if you guys know me, follow me, or in my Yes MLMs community. By the way, if you're not in there, get in there. Yeah, it's linked down in the show notes, okay? I pride myself in the fact that this industry has some of the best quality products you can find on the market. It's one of the reasons why I created the Yes LMs community, because I was so sick of seeing people in groups ask for a recommendation and saying, no MLMs, please, because I know that MLMs have some of the best products on the market. And most of the established companies who have lasted the test of time, if you actually look at like, why did they last the test of time? It's because they have science-backed excellent products. So my question is, with these new companies that are coming on the scene every 5 minutes, and a lot of them, by the way, have the same leadership, who's developing these constant new-to-market products? Are they third-party tested? Do we have proof that they work? How do we know they don't do any harm to anyone? Like, these are some of the questions that we need to start asking when we're looking at these brand new shiny companies. Usually these startups that pop up are formulating fairly quickly and without much testing, or they're white labeling their products. This is a true story. I can think of several newer companies that white label their products. Okay, next thing that's problematic is getting paid, right? Income. So fact for you guys, did you know that the average person will hit a top rank in their compensation plan in 4 years? The average person, right? So there's some people it takes 10 years. There's some people it takes a month. But the average person, it takes 4 years. So earlier today in the Yes, MLMs, Please movement, I posted a question. And the question was, is 4 years fast or slow to hit the top of the compensation plan? So someone commented on that post and said, that is so slow. I hit the top of my company in 15 days and everyone here is doing that. It's because our corporate team and our leaders helped to build you. So I asked this person, do you think that that comment creates false expectations for people? Because the average person does not hit the top of a comp plan in 15 days, right? And I truly believe that the person who posted this believes this, right? Like they're posting it with conviction. But the truth is that this is creating such false expectations for the average person. And what we're doing is we're setting them up to feel like a failure when they're barely making a dime in their first 15 days. Okay. So here's what I believe we have to do to shift this narrative. We need to start talking about what this industry is actually about, which is creating residual long-term income. It's not about jumping from company to company and grabbing fast start bonuses and dragging everyone along with you who's not even getting those bonuses, right? It's not about easy come and easy go money. For most people, it's going to take years to really build something solid. They have to build their skill set. They have to build their influence. They have to build their leadership skills. I've been in this industry for 12 years, and it has taken me time to become the leader that I am today. It has taken great leaders who have led me by example. I've learned so much from watching some of the best in this industry. It's also taking awful leadership who have taught me exactly what I never want to do and who I never want to be. And to be honest with you, I've probably learned the biggest lessons from them. But my point is this, is that in any profession, you don't become the expert overnight. You don't get to the top of your game in any profession in 15 days. So what if it took you 4 years? What if it took you 10 years? Would you be okay with that? If you fully trusted the product you were selling, the compensation plan was proven, the culture and community match what you were looking for, would you be okay with that? Because had I quit in my first couple of years when I sucked, or had I jumped from company to company to company because I wasn't getting the results that I thought I should get, which by the way, for years I wasn't, I can guarantee you I wouldn't be where I am today. So my message for you today is to stop the bullshit. Stop the hype. We've got to put a stop to this. Find something of substance, put in the work, put in the sweat equity, stick with it. Okay. Now, this is not to say that you can't ever switch companies. Okay. That is not what I'm saying at all. If anyone here knows my story, and you've probably heard this one before, right? I was with my first company for 7 years and I've been with my current company for 5 years. And for me, that was the right decision. But I have not wavered in either of those situations, right? Like when I chose the companies I was with, it was for a reason, it was for a purpose, and it was for building a long-term residual income. So if you're truly not happy, move, you're not a tree. But be careful of the hypey messages out there. Anyone who's promising you 15 days to the top of a compensation plan, and you don't have the influence or the skills or the experience, run. Find somebody who's going to teach you the influence, the skills, and the experience so that you can learn how to become a top leader, whether that takes you 30 days, 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, it doesn't matter. It's going to happen for you, but you've got to find something real and stick with it. All right, you guys, if you're ready to really level up your skills, then check out the No BS Attraction Marketing Guide, which I'm going to put down in the show notes. Also, it's a freebie. You can grab it. It's going to get you started with how to post to attract leads for your business. And I'll see you guys on the next episode. Have a good one.